Glimmer, a supernatural fan fiction, written by Space, SP8CE, read by God of Laundry Baskets. Content warnings for internalized homophobia, transphobia, misgendering, gender dysphoria, and slurs. Dean's driving, and there's a stupid song he can't get out of his head. The night melts into day, melts into night. And he sees something Joe's done that most people don't do. She's gotten under his skin. Dean doesn't have many people in his life he gets to keep, gets to have close to him long term. But he likes to believe he's capable of connection, making a lasting impact in the moments he has. Like a rolling thunderstorm. He's a part in a movie, and he'll play it perfectly. Joe's beautiful. She's got this natural feminine beauty that makes Dean crave somewhere deep in his bones. He wouldn't be good for her, and honestly, she's someone he'd have slept with by now if there wasn't a darkness fatiguing him all around. But he supposes that's part of the connection, the attraction. He gets her, twirling her father's knife with her perfect blonde hair and stubborn tenacity. And he sometimes can't stop thinking about how she looks. He wants her. There's a longing he can't describe when he thinks about her sometimes. Damp motel air thick in his lungs. Calls back to something he couldn't forget when he watches Buffy the Vampire Slayer. How obsessed he was with Buffy. How he wished he could be everything she was. Everything she embodied. How much he understood her. Got her. Sometimes, though he'd never admit it to anyone in a million years, he clung to her like a lifeline. It makes him feel hollow inside, though, and he wonders if that, when he is around Joe, is because he wants her so badly. Like, it's love. But honestly, he kind of prefers being her friend. She reminds him of Sam, too. The way she clings to her right to her autonomy. How obstinate and headstrong she is. He wants to keep her safe. He wants to keep her close. He wants to fall into her like falling through the windshield. One minute the world refracting on the glass going past. The next, blood and shattered glass. They've been on shaky terms ever since the revelation about their fathers was revealed. But she's called him, told him they're good, told him that he doesn't need to be a stranger. A flood of warmth, like bluebells through January snow on the West Coast. They're in the area, and Sam's been sullen about the idea of Joe ever since he was possessed. But Dean convinces them they should stay at the roadhouse. Sam gets all tightly wound, like he does, and relents when Dean reminds him Joe'd probably be more upset that he's avoiding her when she explicitly told him they're good. It kind of feels like coming home, walking into the old bar. No one's around because it's 3 a.m. by the time they get there, but Ellen is at one of the tables with the books, and she smiles when they enter. He's shocked she doesn't try to deck them. In some ways, she reminds Dean of John. Fiercely protective, capable, strong, even if she went the opposite direction in handling her husband's death. She gets them a beer and then heads to bed, and when, a half hour later, Joe walks in, Dean doesn't even recognize her at first. She's cut her hair off, and she's wearing flannel and jeans, like most of the hunters around. On her usually petite body, they bag, swallowing her up. Her face even looks different somehow, harder. She looks like a lesbian. Well, Dean isn't going to hate her if she realized she also likes to plunder at the womanly depths like he does. It just feels wrong, though, looking at her. He doesn't have anything against tomboys or lesbians or anything. But Joe wasn't that. Joe flirted with him. Joe had long blonde hair. She wore pretty natural makeup, and sure, she wanted to follow in her dad's footsteps, but she could hunt like Buffy did. Hunting isn't just for men. Dean isn't that sexist. She looks good, but she doesn't look right. "Hi, Joe. Nice haircut," Sam says, but he sounds very timid, his hands half behind his back, sitting down and half hunching in on himself, like he could somehow make himself smaller, being the giant he is compared to her. "Thanks, Sam," she says, and her voice is a bit deeper, too. Well, if she's gay now, she's certainly going to have the women lining up at the door for her, Dean thinks. "This is kind of hard to say, but it's actually Joe with an E now, though don't mention it around here. Some of the hunters are asses, which is news to no one." "Oh," Sam says suddenly. "Joe with an E?" Dean doesn't quite get it. Is that her way of saying she's into chicks? "Makes a lot of sense. Joe with an E. You look handsome," Sam says. Dean narrows his eyes. "Do dykes like being called handsome?" Sam probably knows more about it than he does, going to Stanford and all. Dean just feels so uncomfortable about it all. He can't pinpoint why. He doesn't care if she doesn't want to sleep with him. He's bonded with lesbians in the past. Honestly, the idea of Joe being a lesbian, by all accounts, should be hot to him. But instead, she just looks wrong. "I'm gonna hit the hay," Dean says awkwardly, and leaves without saying much of anything at all to her. Dean puzzles it over while Sam showers, and he settles into bed. Usually lesbians seem like lesbians. That's probably what's bothering him. Joe was like him. She was pretty and feminine, and wore it well, wore it like a shield, wore it like a weapon. It's like when Dean questioned how on earth he could get called gay. Nothing in the universe would make sense if Dean liked men. He isn't like that. It's wrong. Not being gay, but him being gay. He's still half convinced Sam is gay. Or maybe he's one of those edgy kids who calls themselves bisexual since he seemed pretty lost on Jess. But Dean? No way. When Sam comes out, he looks at Dean knowingly, and it kind of pisses Dean off. "What?" "Don't freak out about Joe, okay? He needs your support right now."
"What?"
"It must have taken a lot for him to be willing to tell us this. Be nice to him, okay?"
"Him?"
Dean's confused. "Dude, Joe might be barking up the lady-loving tree now or something, but that doesn't mean she's suddenly a dude." Sam ponders this for a moment.
Joe never said anything about liking women. Just that she, or he, goes by a masculine name now. I suppose I assumed that meant, that Joe was trans? So that would make him, her a dude? But you're right, I could be off. Like, what do I know? How many trans hunters have we met? Zero. But that doesn't mean they don't exist. Joe can't suddenly be a dude. She's Joe. Like, you can't just change that. You can, Sam says. It's a thing. What? Like drag queens? Joe isn't some tranny. Don't say that to Joe, just in case. It could be hurtful. Dean wants to argue more, but this is the most Sam's talked about Joe in forever, and he's shutting down again. It just all sits so wrong, like something staticky tingling under his chest. Sure, some flamboyant gay guys can wear dresses. Dean wouldn't judge. But Joe isn't like that. She was so feminine. Normal. Not that. And why would she ever want to give that up? She was the closest thing to Buffy that Dean's ever met. Dean does not take Sam's advice. He and Joe are sitting alone, and she looks really cute like this, actually, even if Dean doesn't get why she'd give up what she had before. They're arguing about Kiss, and suddenly Dean can't take it anymore. Sam thinks you're some sort of guy tranny, he says suddenly, and Joe narrows her eyes, looking mildly taken aback. He's right, Joe says. I dated this girl. Ha! Dean knew it. And she introduced me to the whole concept. It was like my whole life made 10 times more sense. Like, finally, I can find a way to not just crawl out of my skin. Like, oh, I see. I always wanted to be a man. Now I can be one. I am one. But you aren't, Dean says. You can't be? Dean didn't mean to make Joe's arms drop, make her look resigned and sad. I know you don't get it, but can you pretend to, as a way to respect me? Or whatever. I don't care if you still want to fuck me, just I'm a guy, okay? It doesn't seem right. You can't just do that. But Dean tries, in his mind, to adjust. He does care about Joe, and Dean wants to do what he wants. The thing is, it's not like Dean's unwilling to accept someone's willing to play around with how they express themselves, what they call themselves. If Sam was like, yeah, actually, I'm a woman, Dean would be like, that checks out. Sam was always so girly. Though Sam's gone on rants about the gay community and all that, he never did deny being a man. He just wasn't good at it. But even though Joe was into more traditionally masculine things, he was good at it. Good at being a girl. He was like Dean in that way. You can't just change that. But maybe it's okay since Joe was a woman. It's not like Dean's wearing a dress. That would be ridiculous. Look, I don't care about someone suddenly being like, I want people to call me a chick or a dude all of a sudden. But I just don't get it. You weren't some tomboy. I mean, sure you wanted to hunt, but
You are such a girl, Dean says. They're alone, and Joe's being very patient with him. But Dean doesn't know how to not say this. It's like eating away at his insides, like he's hatching out of his skin. I think I went the opposite direction, because I knew how people saw me wasn't right. I don't know how to explain it. But I wasn't... I mean, I'm not, okay? Don't say that. It's hurtful. But if anyone could just decide to be another sex, why wouldn't they? You don't see me putting on lipstick and calling myself Deanna. The longing is back. He looks at Joe, and he isn't what Dean wants to be anymore. But he still feels the longing, like he's drowning. I mean, you could, Joe says. Are you kidding? Have you seen me? Like, maybe you could get away with it. I'm north of 6 feet, and I look like this. Yeah, you're so butch, Joe says. Does not mean you couldn't decide to be a woman. That's stupid, Dean says, because he feels threatened now by Joe, by this situation, like he's exposed, vulnerable, and naked in a way he's never felt before. Besides, maybe when he first realized how much he wasn't just attracted to Buffy, but rather how much he wanted to be her. He's worked so hard, it sounds pitiful in his mind, to start raving about how masculine he is. But he is! Can't Joe see that? He feels trapped, like an insect under a magnifying glass. How dare Joe have the audacity to do this? To switch things up when what he was before was so different. Because if he has the audacity, then why couldn't Dean? It's like gasoline. It's not stupid, but I won't start calling you a girl if you don't like it. Don't be a dick, Dean. Of course I'd want to be a hot chick. I don't get why you don't. Everyone would. Friggin' hell, man. That doesn't make me a tranny or gay or... It doesn't, okay? Joe's expression changes. Like he can suddenly see Dean. And Dean thinks it might be the first time anyone has ever seen her in her life. Not everyone does, Dean. And you could if you wanted to. You could be a woman. You don't have to be, but you could. Dean scoffs. Sure, yeah. Let's just cut a foot off me and give me tits. That's possible. Well, you can't really get shorter, I guess, Joe says. I hate how short I am, but you could get breasts. Shut up, Dean says, abruptly and suddenly. It feels like she's being eaten alive. She hears it now, in her own head, and it doesn't feel right to think of herself in feminine terms. It feels like an aberration. But it also is thrilling, in a way nothing's ever been. Like sneaking on women's underwear. Like stealing lip gloss from a store once, trying it on when she was 11, and abruptly tossing it in the river, disgusted with herself. She feels like Joe is mocking her. This whole situation is ludicrous. It isn't the world falling into place. It's the world turning off its axis. It's like a parallel universe that Dean's been locked out of her whole life. And it's all she wants. But Joe's doing this, despite how ridiculous it seems. For him,
coming from how feminine he was before. So I can't Dean, if not to the world, then just with Joe, even with how masculine she is now. It's okay. I wouldn't tell anyone, Joe says quietly. I don't want to be some fucked up faggot, Dean says, harsher than she usually is, feeling something explode in her chest. But I don't want that. I'm not that. I just, fuck. I want to be Buffy. The vampire slayer? I didn't say that. No idea what you're talking about. Joe laughs, but it's kind-hearted. You know, that actually makes a lot of sense, he says. Teen doesn't know what's happening to her, but suddenly she's not in control. If I could be a woman, does that mean I could like men too? She asks, quickly, without thinking about it, some forbidden corner of her mind coming undone. Sure, though, you could either way. Dean says, feeling like the world was ending in her chest, all dark and consuming and dizzy. But she can't stop. She's addicted. She wants Joe to see her. She wants Joe to see her like this. It makes it feel like the world is opening up, like standing in the fucking sun. No wonder she and Joe were always connected. They were mirrors of each other. Joe locks his room, pulling out a pink satin camisole he bought, several sizes too big, at the store. Dean slips it on, feeling giddy and euphoric. Joe does her makeup, thick lip gloss, soft, sparkly eyeshadow. Dean puts on a skirt. She expects to hate what she sees in the mirror, because she never wanted to be somewhere in between. She needed to win at gender. And that was never an option in any way but perfecting being a man. It's still ridiculous to her to think of herself as a woman. There is no way she could ever perfect that. But when she looks in the mirror, she just sees something in herself shining through. She looks so pretty. Joe made her face look all glowy and sparkly. The satin is shiny and soft. Dean sees her big arms, her Adam's apple, her masculine traits that she can't just hide. But it doesn't matter now. In this room with Joe, she sees not exactly herself, but something she's always wanted to be, always wanted in a way she could never articulate, some dirty secret, except now it's out in the open, and Joe is looking at her like it's okay and real. They watch some Buffy the Vampire Slayer together. It's strange, the thrill, how she can feel so excited, terrified, electrified, and safe. The end. Thank you for listening.